16-year-old.
They should take it to 10.
I got
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Do you recognize this song, John?
Hey.
This is my jam, isn't it?
One of them.
Yep. How did John versus Genius go?
It was... We got people calling in to explain what a plug was, what a plug walk was. So people responded to the, segment.
Yeah, it was about plug walk. Me and...
you and who?
Me and my peeps.
You and Richard.
We're doing a plug
walk. You and Richard the kid.
Me and Richard. Yes.
Rich the kid.
Richard the young person.
Like, I've got an Adidas plug. Although, I'd like for it to be better.
We referenced you and your plug yesterday.
Yeah, I plug all kinds of stuff.
That's not... It's
different.
It's
not the same.
It's different.
It kind of is.
You're kind of...
I'm...
No, you're the Del Frisco's plug.
Plugs you.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
It's the hookup, but...
You give people deals. You let people know, hey, you go to this place and you'll
get... Do I hook people up with Del Frisco's?
You use my promo code?
Do I hook them up with Quip?
Not your... You don't hook... Hims?
That's what I can't... I'm the plug.
John 5?
You're not a great plug.
Hims?
John 5?
Do I give people...
Yeah, I was going to say all this. You give people promo codes to give them, as you say, the hookup.
The hookup.
But you're not great with Del Frisco's because they don't really show up here.
Crank so
you're not
plug.
Del Frisco's? Del just called you out.
John said he's got a crank plug. An official's been suspended.
Well.
He's on official leave. And you think, well, what? So,
the one
you know, you
that
thought
missed
it was?
The false start?
San Diego. That's what you
no,
would think, right?
Not that one.
You think it's a San Diego charge. No, this would be a longtime NFL official who's got a little attitude. His name is Roy Ellison. The NFL placed Roy Ellison on administrative leave following an incident which took place during and after Sunday's Buffalo Bills game against the Miami Dolphins. Following the game, Bills defensive end Jerry Hughes went past the team's locker room to confront Ellison in the tunnel as he was entering the officials' changing area, yelling as Ellison had called him a bitch during the course of the game. Ellison said other things.
Kids in school yet?
Hughes said other things, maybe considered threats directed at the longtime official. He said, I'll catch you, I'll catch you, guarantee that, I'll catch you. And he got pulled away. While normally game officials are well protected by the NFL, Ellison represents an outlier. He's one of the few officials who've been suspended in the past. In 2013, Ellison was suspended one game for allegedly calling Washington Redskins offensive tackle Trent Williams a garbage-ass, disrespectful mother bleeper.
Whoa. He is
garbage-ass, disrespectful.
He is an aggressive referee.
He is. This is actually like the third time he's been in trouble for yelling at players and calling names.
Love that guy.
What did Roy say? You know, Commissioner Goodell, one of the best commissioners in sports, got a phone call at some point and said, hey, Commissioner, we got to talk about Roy Ellison.
Again.
What did Roy do this time?
Again, we got to talk about Roy Ellison.
Roy just called Todd Gurley a trick. And so apparently he just goes after guys on the offensive and defensive line. So, yeah.
Well, is he a line judge? Is that...
Probably. I think so, yeah.
Because Jerry Hughes wanted a piece of him.
Yeah.
Wanted him bad after that game.
Stop acting like a bitch, Jerry.
What?
I'm sorry? He's holding me. He's holding me. Every play he's holding me. Yeah. Bitch on, bitch.
You a bitch.
It ain't stopping Kyle Williams from destroying Ryan Tannehill. No. What's your problem?
Ask Kyle if he's getting held, bitch.
Whoa.
Hold on. What? What did you say, Roy? Say it again, Roy. Say what again? I double dog dare you.
Whoa.
Yeah, so.
I'll say what again? I'll call you a bitch again. I'm not afraid of you, Jerry.
That's what Roy's out there saying. Blah, blah, blah. He better did the squawking, mouth
Jerry.
Hands.
Maybe
the,
you stop talking.
You know,
talking.
The squawking mouth hands like blah, blah, blah. Stay talking with your losing ass
you
record.
You keep talking, but you can't bend that corner anymore, Jerry. Yeah.
You lucky you got sorry ass tackles in Miami.
Yeah.
Roy Ellison will just put it on you in the game.
Wow.
Woo.
I like that ref.
You're getting drove today. Hey, JD, what about when the Texans are playing? Clowney, Stop that inside move. They know the inside move's coming every damn time. You never even developed your game. It's been 4 years old. Same stale ass rush attempt. I'm sorry.
Damn, what? Roy.
Excuse me?
All of a sudden, you just hear, you know, the offensive line play. You just hear, and all of a sudden, man, I don't see the same JJ. Personally, I don't see the same JJ.
Damn,
JJ. JJ's like, hold on.
You letting Quentin Nelson drive to the ground like that, JJ? You're supposed to be an all-pro. You letting that rookie drive you in the ground like that?
What about when Quentin Nelson, did you see he teabagged somebody last game? Oh, no. Not last game, the game before? No, he pushed him to the ground and then squatted his sack on their, on their face mask.
That's aggressive language.
It happened. It's on
this
the
whole
I'll show you
segment
the,
is aggressive I'll show with you the kids.
Tape. I'll show you the tape. I wonder if Roy Ellison was working that game and then ran over and went, ooh, and like started dancing around, pointing at the guy, you know.
You think
they called him sack face. Pointing at sack face and going, ooh, you got thrown. I wonder if Roy does that.
They call him sack face because Roy created that name for him.
Yeah, Roy goes, hey, I'm going to call you sack face. Commissioner, Roy is calling people Sackface. He's inventing nicknames for people. He's calling players stupid. One time he screamed at JJ and said, look, there are the cameras right there. The cameras right there telling JJ where to salute. He's just doing disrespectful things.
Oh, yeah. Malcolm Jenkins. You Adrian's bitch. Adrian ran right by you. Malcolm, where were you?
Slow ass. Were you kneeling? You must have been kneeling.
By the way.
You must have been kneeling. Hey, stand up. Stop kneeling so you can chase Adrian Peterson.
Get off your knees.
And he's like, hey.
And he would have some for Adrian Peterson, too. 90-yard run. 190-yard run. You still didn't get to 100 yards.
I know.
Eight other carries. 8 yards.
Sola
nah,
says,
you had 90 in one play. You couldn't get to 100.
Yeah, he would kill Adrian too.
Sola says, bleep talking ref could be a Key and Peele skit. It does feel like it.
Uh-huh.
Roy Ellison should be a skit. Disrespectful referee should absolutely.
I
can imagine what he says to Aaron Rodgers after Aaron takes a sack they shouldn't take. That's why you got McCarthy fired, didn't you? Hey,
and
next
Winston
up,
Moss.
Next head coach. Next up.
Coach Killer.
Can you imagine Aaron Rodgers on the ground just hearing, Coach Killer! Coach Killer! East Coast Killer! Coach Killer!
What? Who is he
saying that?
Hey, he drove me to the ground. It's a penalty. What's going on?
813 ESPN 97.5. 703-780-37.
Roy, you're not calling. We've got rules specifically in place to protect quarterbacks, and we notice that you're not calling them. Commissioner, they got too much swish in their step. I see him swishing in his step back and forth. I'm like, I'm trying to make these guys tougher.
You need to send that to Peele. And so he does that.
This would be, that
would be that would be hilarious.
Wait, is it Peele or Key? One of them's out of the game.
Which one of them?
Gone legit.
Which one is James
Jordan
Franklin?
Key, that's Peele, right?
That's Peele.
No, that's Key.
That's Keegan Key?
Michael. Same thing.
Keegan Michael.
Yeah, whatever his last name is.
Oh, yeah.
Peele is the director now.
Did you ever see Get Out?
I did.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah. Very unique. It was. I enjoyed it.
Yep. All right. I got to talk about Yuval and the greatness that it is and how this thing is still going until this weekend. Okay. Black Friday is what? One day? Well, Yuval made it a month. Okay. More than a month. And it continues. So you got 30% off on select betting at, and listen, 30% off is unbelievable when you're already talking about half price. It's basically everything there is half price. And then you take another 30% off. You're not going to find these prices anywhere. If you're in the market for a bed right now is the time to buy it. Honestly, I don't know, and we've been talking about Texas Mattress Makers for a while. I don't know that we've ever seen a better time, a better price, any time. Anywhere in this city, you are not going to find a bed, a mattress, and box spring for less than you'll find it right now at TexasMattressMakers.com. 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, navigation in Lockwood, TexasMattressMakers.com. And they've got the queen-size adjustable bed for just $499. Still going on. That's the lowest price you will find in the city for an adjustable bed, period. $499 for a queen-size bed. That's the best price anywhere. So you're looking for that adjustable bed, get it now. TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
First and Forever says, Roy Ellison doesn't throw flags, he throws tissues. Get up, you complaining-ass bitch! Roy Ellison does not play. Don't look for penalties from Roy Ellison. Don't ask for a hold. That's probably what happened to Jerry Hughes. Complained about holding. He probably got done up by Roy Ellison.
How would Roy Ellison be in the NBA with all that whining going on?
Oh, with the flopping? Nope. And every time somebody hit the ground, nope.
Well, not only that, nope. But every time they get, oh, the whining. Oh, my God.
He do squawking hand. He do squawking hand a lot.
Wah, 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 wah. All right.
Every time, like, Manu would have done his Manu hands, he would have gone,
oh, James,
hey, tell James, me how to say crying ass bitch in Spanish.
James, walk up.
I know. Nope. We're not going to do this. Hey, this ain't South Beach, James. It's not South Beach, James. It's not the offseason. You don't get calls. It's not South Beach, James. It's not the all-whites party that you tricked out on game 6 against the Spurs so you could get there. Nope. Hold on. Roy, that's really personal.
Yeah.
You're attacking him off the court. You're basically saying he threw a game to get to a party in Miami. It sounds feasible, but it's not something you should say as a league official, as an official on the court.
He's not
yoked up enough to be an NBA ref. NBA refs are young and yoked.
What do you think he would have been saying to Markel Fultz?
hey,
what you got, Markel? Markel, you got Tourette's? What you got, Markel? By the way, he was diagnosed with thoracic outlet syndrome, which is basically... he has some kind of a nerve problem in between his neck and shoulder.
Yeah, that's why the jumper's broke.
Well,
that's a big deal. I like to call it the yips. You know, he really did hurt his shoulder pretty bad. It wouldn't shock me if he's got something in there because he can't get his arm back to the arm slot just to shoot. It really is a career ender. This is a potentially, you can't, are you going to say? Well, I'll just drive to the basket. You're not good enough driving to the basket.
Is it okay to still make fun of him since we know that he's got some kind of he's been diagnosed with some kind of an issue?
He's got an Jurassic injury or illness. What's it considered? Disorder? What's it considered?
It is, I don't know if it's an injury. He's starting physical therapy immediately, and they think they might be able to, control it? Yes. No, I don't think they'll.
Will Markel Fultz be in the league in 2 years?
Would you rather have Carmelo or Markel Fultz right now?
Melo. Markel Fultz can't. Carmelo can at least grab your. Markel Fultz is done. He can't shoot at all.
No.
He can't hit the rim a lot of times.
He had to leave that team.
He was doing this stuff. He was throwing the ball back and forth on free throws. Like, he was doing the craziest stuff like you would see a kid who's trying to get out of a jinx situation in junior high do at a free throw line.
I mean...
it's actually kind of sad.
No, it's really sad that... Because...
first pick, right?
Yeah, the first overall
pick. First pick of the draft.
That's their third bust.
And he's broken.
Nerland Noel's.
He was just a legit bust. Markel's going to be an injury bust. And then they had...
Ben Simmons. Jahlil
Okafor.
Jahlil Okafor.
God. Okafor versus Cat was the big deal. And I watched Okafor here in the Final Four. Man, He looked good. Where is Okafor now?
I last thought he was in Brooklyn, but I'm not sure about that.
No one knows.
How fast did he fall off? Not as fast as Brandon Browner, but he fell off pretty fast. Brandon Browner, remember when he was with the Legion of Boom, winning a Super Bowl over Peyton Manning? And it's like, man, this guy's 6'2" or maybe even taller. He's like the biggest cornerback of all time. He played in Canada.
Well, he just got – he was a penalty machine, too.
Well, he was – I mean, he's not exactly the most fluid. His thing was being physical.
Yeah.
So, obviously, as you're about to find out, Brandon Browner, the former Seahawks and Patriots star cornerback who once was part of the Legion of Boom, was arrested yet again, this time on multiple charges, in what looked like a very strange and concerning situation. He would later be charged with 4 felonies and an attempted – including attempted murder. According to TMZ Sports, on Tuesday, he was sentenced to 8 years in prison for those charges. Browner pled no contest to 1 count of attempted murder, 2 counts of willful child endangerment when he appeared in court in exchange for having 3 other charges dropped. As a result...
In which he was facing life in prison.
Yeah, as a result, former NFL cornerback received 8 years in prison. Reports at the time indicated Browner allegedly physically harmed and made threats to kill the victim inside of her residence and stole a $200,000 Rolex watch. Well, as it turns out,
and he wrapped her up in a carpet.
Yeah. As it turns out, Browner broke into the house of an ex-girlfriend about 30 miles east of L.A. and allegedly threatened to kill her. The woman's 2 children were present when the incident occurred. What a good dude. Browner, who had been arrested multiple times in the previous calendar year, won multiple Super Bowls, one with the Seahawks and the other with the Patriots the following year in the infamous goal line interception game. The former Pro Bowler was an undrafted free agent, yada, yada, yada. Some people are just not very nice people, and Brandon Browner is a guy who has had a lot of arrests for a lot of physical stuff, and he's going to be going to prison now. In front of the woman's... I mean, in front of children or not, it's terrible.
No.
Then he does it in front of children. Threaten to kill her.
Yeah, 8 years. I don't want to be around when Brandon Browner gets out, if you want to know the truth. No. That's not a world I want to be living in.
No. I don't want him. He's not from Houston, I don't think.
Will
so. Think
he get
good.
Out in 8 years, though? Honestly, do you think he's going to serve? You think there won't be any incidents?
Eight?
You don't think there's going to be an incident in prison?
I get the feeling he may get some additional time.
So not only, okay, so this week we found out Brandon Browner, not a great guy. Kareem Hunt, there's another incident. He had one in January, February, and August, right?
June or July.
Or June or July. Yeah. Was that it?
Those are the 3.
Those are the 3.
There's not a 4th, right? There's not something brand new, is there?
No.
Oh, okay.
The one
I get mixed up.
There was one that came out yesterday. The video is him just being it's as mild mannered as he appeared to be with Lisa Salters. Did you see that? You see the interview?
Yes. His agent made that phone call to Lisa Salters in 3 seconds.
Like, right.
Okay, we need an interview.
Yeah. And you just got to say the same. I'm just sorry. It's not me. That's not me. I'm just sorry. It's not me. It kind of is. It really kind of is.
Fly off the handle.
And it's you after time, he has some, for as mild mannered as he appears, he has some real anger management issues. And she asked him, do you need anger management training? And apparently he said, yes.
He
better say yes. Yeah. That, yes, I guess I do, but that's not me. But, yes, it is, because there are multiple instances now where you're screaming and being held back, thankfully, by people.
Since you came to Houston, which is in the mid-90s, who was the most...
Early 90s.
Who is the most unruly Houston athlete? Your top 3. I know one.
Vernon.
Yeah, Vernon is the first one I thought of. I mean, gun at a stop sign, hit his teammate, Carl Herrera, with a weight.
Yeah.
Vernon's a legit name on the list. Who else beyond that?
He had issues. Who else beyond that?
Houston has been really devoid of that kind of stuff, period.
Yeah, I can't. That's a difficult question. I can't think of. Is there anybody? I'm sure we had.
I mean, Brett Myers happened after.
Yeah, no, it happened before he came here, didn't
it? I mean, yeah, it happened before
all
that
stuff.
Before
he came here.
You have Sean Chacon had an incident.
Right, where
with
he choked
a GM. I guess got to put that on the list. He got released for choking a GM. That's kind of a big deal. You don't see that very often. So I guess that makes the list. But card carrying, go to prison type of, or get in trouble with the league, like bad or angry or... Oh, Vernon Maxwell also went into the stands in Portland and punched that guy Stephen George in the face. Yeah, Vernon is the easy champ. It's not even...
And Vernon's turned out to be an okay guy.
It's got to be...
Do you know that? Vernon has actually... He has been remorseful and he has...
Lugo?
Oh, Lugo hit his wife. But we haven't heard from him since. It's not like he's...
It was one and done with Lugo.
Yeah.
And there was no video, but I guess Lugo would be something that there's domestic violence. Vernon was,
again, Vernon has been around lately and haven't really.
Vernon did a little jail time too for, I think. Yeah. Failure to pay child support, but that was in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you really think Vern wouldn't like,
but now it's not like he's a, I don't know. Is he? I don't think he's a career criminal, or
no. Vernon's,
or somebody that can't be in society.
Talks trash guy on Twitter.
He does. He is. He. That's what he does. And actually, he's kind of funny.
He is. He cracks on other teams. You don't think he could go sideways with Vern if you say the wrong thing at a club?
I don't know. I think he has mellowed
based
quite
a
bit.
On Twitter?
Based on interviews and he seems to be more. I think he's aware of, and he's remorseful. Actually, he has been remorseful for the stuff that he did.
I just feel like don't get sideways with Vernon Maxwell to this day. I don't think you want to. I don't think you want to take a chance and test Vernon.
No, I'm not going to. Especially in a weight room. Yes, I'm not doing that.
No, I can't think. Lugo would be the Astro. Who's the Rocket? Vernon was Rocket. Who's the Oiler or Texan? Oilers had maniacs. I can't.
I can't think of anybody.
I mean, they had guys with edge. Fred Weary was just minding his own business, got tased. That doesn't count.
Ben Jones used to eat insects.
Nobody with the Texans? I can't think of anybody that's been involved in a fight in clubs. Like
we've had it pretty good, I guess.
Yeah. No. It's
unbelievable.
There's not a bunch of drama in Houston with
athletes. What happened to Antoine Peake?
He just got his... Got his car stolen because he left it running.
Did he try to steal it back?
I think he,
that sounds like something he could have done.
DJ Swearinger went in and tried to steal his truck.
Him. Oh, DJ Swearinger tried
Swag
to steal
would be the
Swag,
guy.
Yeah, he stole his truck after the guys.
After he asked everyone,
they detailed it.
Yeah, they tricked it out.
Expensive.
They tricked it out. It was more than he wanted, so he just went in and stole it and drove off with it. And now he still owes Chewy and his homeboys for tricking out the ride and. He's just like, I'm good. No, but we'll see you in small claims court, sir.
We've been actually pretty lucky. Pretty lucky, the athletes that we've had.
Kareem Jackson had the cockfighting in Mexico.
Yeah.
He was there.
He just put his name on it, didn't he?
Yeah. Hey, come to my party. We're going to have rooster fights.
Yeah, come on. What's the problem?
But see, let Grover in real quick to mention this name. Oh, we got a break.
8:32 ESPN 97.5. Time for us to talk about Renter's Warehouse and the greatness that is. Love Rich and what he does. Matter of fact, we got to have some cocktails. Although Rich hasn't drank, which is embarrassing, but we used to go a chance and have a good time, and now what? That's all he does is rent out houses now. Way to go, Rich. Boring.
So what, John? Sometimes you have to be boring to work effectively and efficiently and make people money.
Not me. I don't know.
He doesn't work for you. He works for all the people who use his services.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm sure they'd rather have him stinky drunk
they
sometimes.
Wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. They'd rather him market their property, find renters, vet the renters.
Okay, if you want somebody that's rent. Sober and doing their job all the time, fine. Go to Renter's Warehouse. Okay?
Here, let me tell you how to get a hold of 713-224-RENT. Always sober, always doing their job, always effective, never lost. 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT or go to renterswarehouse.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We're getting a lot of Warren Moon tweets. See, Warren is a law-abiding citizen. He did have issues with Felicia, and they
wasn't
had,
it after that was after his playing days were over, wasn't it?
No, he had issues during his playing days too.
Okay,
I'm not making any light of any issue that he had with his wife and domestic
those
violence.
Early 90s
but
teams.
We're talking about card carrying bad guys.
Well, this is domestic violence is what set off Kareem Hunt. So it's fair to mention. That's what started this conversation. It's fair to mention Warren. It's fair to mention Julio Lugo.
Well, domestic violence so much? I mean, he didn't even know this woman. Domestic violence, I looked at it as violence against a woman. Yeah, violence against a woman, right.
And then there's a video of Warren
had a recent issue too, didn't he? Relatively recent.
Yeah, all right. If you want to put Warren on the list,
I guess. I mean, not making light or, you know, I'm certainly not Doug Williams. That was really stupid what Doug Williams said about domestic violence, and it's nothing compared to the other stuff. But we're talking about prison. I mean, like Brandon Browner is a bad guy that is in prison for now, going to prison for attempted murder. That's a different deal. Grover wants to talk about Charles Barkley. Well, he threw a little person over a...
Not in Houston.
And where was he? In Mexico? Or?
Yep.
Yeah. Grover, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
So I was wrong about Charles Barkley. That wasn't in Houston?
No.
That didn't happen in Houston. Was he a Rocket at the time?
No.
It was right after the trade, right? Or the signing in the late 90s?
I don't think he was a Rocket at all.
He was a Rocket at all. You mean it didn't happen when he was a Rocket?
No, right.
I don't remember, actually.
Let me see.
I could have sworn when I was a teenager in the 90s.
Oh, hold on a second. You're 100% right. I don't remember that happening as a Rocket. In 97, Houston Rockets power forward Charles Barkley offered no apologies about charges he wrestled a man from an officer's grasp Sunday morning and hurled him through a glass window at Phineas Fogg, a bar in Church Street Station. Now, is that when the charges came out, or is that when Barkley came on the team? Wait, he hadn't played yet for the Rockets, had he? Because 97 was his first year, wasn't it?
Right, it was right after they got him, but before they played.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Okay.
It was a huge deal all over the news. I was like maybe 12, 13 years old.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right because he walked out of the Orange County jail on Sunday. Yeah, so you're right. They had just signed him, or they had just traded for him that offseason when it happened. So it didn't happen. I guess it did happen when he was technically a Rocket. He just hadn't played for him yet.
I would say the franchises in Houston, though, you know, they take care of business. They don't let these guys stick around like Julio Lugo. You know, they kind of shut it down.
Yeah, we were talking about that. So Drayton, I don't think, was really into having bad guys. Although I say that, he was right there when Brett Myers was a card-carrying domestic violence guy, and he added him to the team. So I'm not sure that's necessarily a truth, although they did get rid of Julio Lugo when that information came out. We know that Bob McNair is famously not a fan of taking on bad character guys. I think Daryl Morey just wants basketball players. I don't think that Les was like, let's make sure that we don't have anybody with some edge. There's been plenty of edge with the Rockets. I don't think they want criminals, but I think guys with edge, I don't think the Rockets have any problem at all with that.
Yeah, and, well, the Astros just added a guy who was accused of, domestic violence. And in the middle in the middle of all of it, and the Astros put themselves squarely in the middle of it. So, yeah, I guess they
I think analytics guys are more likely, they're less likely to factor in things like character and
Chemistry.
Chemistry, and they're more likely to say value for a number, value for a number, value for a number. They are assets. What does that asset cost, and what kind of value is that cost What's relative the return? To the output?
The yeah. ROI.
The ROI is all they care about, I think, a lot of analytics guys. I'm not just talking about Daryl Morey. I think a lot of those guys, I think within reason, obviously, I don't have all the information about what the Astros knew or didn't know about Osuna, but I do think that rate of return, return on investment is incredibly important to analytics guys.
Yeah. But and yet we still haven't had, I mean, it's not like Daryl's picking up a bunch of criminals. And Luno,
no,
the one guy, but, you know, other than that, well, Justin Verlander doesn't even say thank you for a bottle of wine.
That's rude.
Does he? I mean, is that a card-carrying bad guy then?
No, I think he's still a good guy.
How about Delance is that Riel and Justin Verlander's there, and they send over a bottle of wine to Justin?
Well, to the table. There was four people there. The other couple came over and thanked us when they left.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
But Verlander and Kate
nothing.
Didn't.
Nothing. Like, we were going to take... I mean, we were a little rowdy at our table. He was probably like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah, we'll take it. Who sent it over? Those people...
The loud
that
people?
That 12 top over there that's by the bar the and the reserve people. Table. Yeah. The ones that walked in with their own box giant cases of wine off a bus? Yeah. A party bus? Yes, Mr. Verlander.
Yeah, thanks, no.
Oh, my God.
No, sorry. Don't need it, everybody to take pictures.
Kate,
with
go,
drunken
Kate, go.
Pictures with
go,
Kate.
Go, Kate, go.
Did they dine and dash because of it?
No, I think they were there. Jeff Bagwell was there also. Man, the food's good. It's a fun time. I like that I can go to a restaurant and get shots, and it's not a big. I like the fact.
Did
that
you do shot through bone marrow?
No, this time we were just in the little, you know, like the little cups you get at the dentist, the small little plastic, yeah. The small paper cups. That's where our old granddad shots came in this time, and then that's what the Montenegro came secondly.
They didn't want to dirty any glasses?
Well, if Chef had been there, he wasn't there until later in the night. We would have done it down a bone. I'd rather just out of a glass and out of a bone marrow bone.
The bone marrow thing.
Where
was...
you got to share it with other people. See, you didn't have to do that.
No.
You had to share it. So you got to, like, you don't want it to just touch your mouth. So you got to you got to have that thing shoot down there and hope that
way,
it falls in your mouth.
Bone marrow in there.
Well, it's just, yeah. That makes it. Good, actually, but
I don't know.
It's okay.
I ate that with, you know, the white part in between bone.
It's okay.
We ate that as kids when you know
you did.
Yeah, my dad. But yeah, we had when you had brown steak.
Yeah,
you get
that.
The little bone in there, and you had the marrow. It's good for you. Eat it. Yeah.
You know, my mom made to this day. Dad. I don't know why she
and
made
eat
this.
Your pasta. What you here? I'll give you a fresh one.
Did you ever make this? Did you ever make this, or did your parents ever make you liver?
Oh.
My mom made liver.
All you come
like
home and you immediately you smell it and you
so
go,
terrible.
Oh, good, I don't get to eat today. I'm starving and you're making that crap. That's the worst day ever. That, or did your parents ever make smoked butt and cabbage?
Nah. My mom made some cabbage dishes.
You had to put so much mustard on
she
it because it was so crappy.
Yeah, my mom made galuchkis. Cabbage. You know
cabbage
my wife used to
worst.
Make? You know my wife made not that long ago a roasted vegetable dish. Here's what the vegetables were. Cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, all the fart vegetables. All of them that smell like
make
a human
farts.
Fart.
Yeah.
As soon as you start to heat them, the whole house reeked for 3 days.
Yeah.
You can't get it out. Cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower. That's undefeated.
Well, she missed the Brussels sprouts because they stink too.
They were probably in there also. Yeah, those are all the gas.
Terrible.
The gas vegetables.
You know what you have to do then? You have to brush your teeth with a Quip toothbrush. That's what you have to do. So you get that taste out of your mouth, that liver taste. You know how long you have to brush your teeth though? 2 minutes. You know how I know that? Because my Quip toothbrush tells me. How about I have the smartest toothbrush in the world? And you don't? And if you don't, it's easy to get. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. Brush your teeth. Get that liver and cabbage smell off of your face. It's horrible. But 2 minutes and then you brush your tongue. And all this is explained to you with your new Quip toothbrush. And, oh, by the way, your Quip toothbrush tells you when it's time to switch quadrants because it's got a little pulse, a little pulsating there. And it's the smartest toothbrush. How about giving that as a stocking stuffer? Just $25. 20,000 dentists can't be wrong. No, well, they could, but they're not. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. Got it stripped there like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes.
Now the flow is so lava. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Today is What Are the Odds Wednesday, right? So we do. That's what we do every Wednesday right here on the station, right?
It's not a station-wide thing. It's a blitz thing.
No, it's a state. We share everything.
No, we don't. Only Lance is the one who gets passed around.
Lance is part of that show, so we can...
Well, I get passed Lance, around?
The only person who gets shared slash passed around is shared. Lance.
I don't get passed around. I'm a co-host.
No, you get
passed... What are you talking
Lance,
about?
You get passed around. You're on this show, you're on the next show, and you're on the Blitz. You're kind of...
It's not
you're,
passed
you're
around.
You're kind of a slut.
Yeah, you're like, you are
slutty. Sometimes I do go on Usual Suspects, too.
Yeah, you're a bit of a slut. Yeah,
I go on Usual Suspects.
You're a hoe.
Hey, Lance,
you know who doesn't have me on? Charlie.
Well, he doesn't want your...
He did that
Lance,
already.
If you'd like to...
Yeah, actually, he did that.
Guess what?
You don't ever go back.
It was against his will. Here's how this went.
Now, am I the only former co-host that actually had Lance back?
Yeah.
Seems like it.
I mean, it seems like everybody passed the... Everybody passed around and said, I'm done with that host.
Lance, how does it feel to be... How do I put this delicately?
You don't. You probably don't. Whatever you're going to say.
I mean, let's just say there's a train.
All right.
Oh, train.
You know, you see
good
what's,
Lord,
you know,
it's
when I left, and this is true, when I left in 2011, Dell was not so sassy and, frankly, out of control, right? And
I'm not
honestly,
out of control.
Dell's out of control. Today, John had to tell you that's too much on
I'm
something.
I'm not out of control.
John, is Dell out of control today?
Yes.
I play the edges, but I'm not out
no,
of control.
No, you're edging again?
No, I'm not edging. I
apparently
say I play the
you
edges.
Are.
All I'm saying, John, Lance.
Lance.
John, what? You were called a train once, right?
I'm a train.
I was a train. Yeah.
Lance has...
He has the same attributes.
You know how Todd Gurley runs through a hole?
Yeah. Wide open hole?
Yeah. Lance has been just like run through.
That's... And that hole... That's a Todd Gurley hole over there?
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Hold on a second. That's way out of line, John.
Apparently not. Apparently that's...
No, apparently it is. Dell
apparently the kids
things.
Are in school.
They are in school.
The kids are in school. All right, what are the odds
saying terrible
that Kareem Hunt plays next year?
Well, Jerry Jones is already looking into it.
Jerry Jones
which
says this.
Which is weird. You already have a troublemaker running back on your roster.
When asked about, that's right, he's already got a suspended domestic violence dude. Yes, keeping a very close eye and a very keen interest in how this plays out.
I don't think, are you sure it's not because of how Zeke got penalized?
It might be.
I think that's maybe how it was. Why it is.
Oh, he wants
not to add him because Zeke got penalized 6 games and he wants to see how they handle
oh,
how
really?
Different they handle.
You mean the team that signed Greg Hardy? That he's above signing Kareem Hunt?
I'm not saying he's above it. I don't know why he would. I don't know why Kareem Hunt would sign there. But B, I think it's because, you know, apparently in Cowboy Land, they think this is very interesting to see what happens with Kareem Hunt relative to what happened with Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, Kareem Hunt will have by the time next year comes, which he's not playing again this year, he will already have missed 6 games on the exempt list. So, I mean, what is it, 5 games? When did he? Yeah, he'll miss 5 games already, and Zeke got 6. So, and let's face it, I don't think he's. What are the odds that he plays next year?
I don't think they're great. I really don't.
Do you know how to play the game? It's your show. You put a number on it, a percentage.
Oh, is that what we're doing? I would say that's
What are the odds Wednesday? That's what we do on this station.
I would say 35%.
I would say lower.
Okay, 25%?
I think 20%.
Because here's the problem. We might not know everything that's going on. There are now issues that are becoming stacked
right.
in a calendar year. So the NFL has to look at that and say, all right.
And there's a video.
What if, and there's a video, and the videos, that's a big deal. As soon as there's a video, so if the NFL doesn't come down hard on him, then it opens them up for more criticism. What happens if they give him six games and then another incident pops up and the general public goes, wow, the first three weren't enough. You needed a fourth.
But let's not forget, is this time served right now since he's on the exempt list?
I would say it has to be.
Okay, what kind of odds do you think you would get on my bookie? 4-1 that he'll play next? I think it'll be closer to probably 3 or 2-1.
I think it'd be closer to even money, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be closer to even money, but do you think a team is going to be quick to pick him up?
I don't. Unless it's going to be.
Bengals would have no problem. I mean, they got Joe Mixon. Why not just add? Yeah. Joe Mixon knocked a girl out on tape. Yeah, I mean, well, can we get two guys?
No.
Are we limited to one? Well, but y'all also had Chris Henry one time. Yeah. Pac-Man Jones. Yeah. Vontaze Burfict. Yeah.
Burfict.
So what? Are you guys just going to keep on going?
Yeah, we're
going
to add.
I guess not. I guess we'll stop here.
Okay. What are the odds Urban Meyer coaches again?
I think low. I think, okay, I'm going to do it two different ways. What are the odds Urban Meyer coaches in the next 3 years, and what are the odds that he coaches again?
I think he will coach in the next 3 years if he coaches again.
See, I almost think, Dell, what do you think about that? Do you think you could get different odds on him after 3 years, or do you think if he's going to coach again, it will be within the next 3 years?
I don't see him sitting out. I don't see him doing a Mac Brown. I feel like if he's coming back, it's within the next 3 years.
Well, I here's the difference, though. I think that I don't know that anybody really wanted Mac Brown. No, he had to go back to North Carolina.
That's true. Mac probably would have come back sooner if somebody really wanted
him. If somebody, I think Mac would have been back the next year if somebody wanted him.
Smaller schools would have taken on Mac, but he wasn't going to do that.
But he ain't going to do that.
Yeah. So I'll rephrase. I think he will be back far sooner than Mac. I think he'll be back within 2 years.
I think he will too. I think he's coming back. What was the quote? I believe I'm done coaching.
He didn't say he was done coaching.
No, he said, I believe I'm done coaching. That was his quote yesterday to Bruce Feldman.
You know what I heard? I don't want to start any blasphemous rumors here, as Depeche Mode would say, and it's not blasphemy, but I got a text from somebody who would know, who said, I'll pull it up exactly, our little exchange here. I don't think I'm out of line. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Said, a good friend of mine says Urban Meyer has always coveted the UT job.
Ooh,
and joked with friends. And joked with friends he cheered for Tom Herman to flop.
Would that be, oh my God, how about that knife in the back after Tom Herman knifed him? A reverse knife in the back.
I thought he knifed Zach Smith. Remember, that's what Zach Smith tweeted.
Who got the worst of it? Urban.
Yeah, I got you. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is Texas had their chance with Urban. Had Mac Brown, had they gotten rid of him a year earlier, I guess it was, they could have, Urban Meyer was on the sideline, they could have hauled in Urban Meyer. Maybe it's 2 years earlier, a year earlier. They could have had Urban Meyer. Urban would have been a perfect fit at Texas. A perfect fit. They could have had Urban Meyer, but...
What a drama that would be if...
But they made the right job. Urban... They stuck with me, Mac Brown, and I made sure that we had guys like Garrett Gilbert who were there and ready to win for the program for years to come. We set them up with another McCoy kid. We had Charlie Strong in great position to win, and he chose to lose. Tons of talent, loads of talent. Twos and threes of NFL players over a 5-year run. The cupboard was full.
What was it?
Charlie took it out and threw it all away. He thought the expiration had passed. It hadn't passed. The milk was still good.
That milk was sour.
Mac had a bunch of sour milk. Like, what is this stuff? Mandarin oranges in a can? What did you leave me? Canned veg all? This is terrible. What is this? A cereal flavored like
smoked butt and liver.
Black licorice cereal?
9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Time for you to get up. And by get up, I mean have relations. And if you are having problems, getting up and having relations? Well, then I've got the answer for you. Fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. Go there. Just $5 your first month. That is a ridiculously low price. That's right. Just $5. While supplies last. See, what's happening here is that they have the generic equivalent of that blue pill or that yellow pill. And they are getting it to you at this price. It's just stupid. Actually, it's just stupid how low it is. And then it continues at a low, much less than you're ever going to pay if you go to the pharmacy to get the original. So if you're looking to get out, listen, don't have any doubts in your mind. If there are doubts in your mind when you're about to have relations, then it's easy. Fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5.
ESPN 97.5.